coming into Lexington, Virginia. If I were a drifter in town, on foot or off some old trailways, free of the lifelines and buoys that attach to lives like mine, I'd head for the bar, for the lonely woman dropping back a shaft of vodka for lunch, sword-swallowing, hundred-proof sadness, her reflection in the mirror smiling as if I were an angel who saw her exactly in all her splendor, who knew that she'd leave the man degrading her by holding her to a treaty she'd not signed. Miraculously, I'd have money, clean with pressed clothes and a rich man's smile, and I'd lay down bills for a room in the town's only respectable boarding house. And after a long shower, in which I name aloud in the breezy room all the women I've ever slept with or kissed, I'd step out into the streets, find a fancy bistro with glass tables. At the bar, my dream woman, surrounded by cologned men, busy, admiring themselves in her company, who make room reluctantly. Before taking her to our table, I'd hold forth on baseball, evoking the great Satchel Paige. Outside, the gorgeous blue night and lights dancing in all the car windows. And across the street, an old Civil War graveyard that we dream full of former slaves fallen beside soldiers, Confederate and Union, stones worn smooth from the hands of bored schoolchildren. Our meal as elegant as wedding cake. And while I'm at it, this sad woman growing lovely in aloneness, dropped hands in mine, laughing like at a jazz club drenched in joy and the bassist coming off a mountaintop solo. And later, I take her to my room, watch her navigate the old steps, let her undress in front of me, dropping her cares one piece at a time onto the unswept floorboards.